I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting, everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting, everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock of ages. Roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock.
Thank you for joining me today on The Voice of Hope. I am Anthony High, and I am here once again to introduce today's program for this Resurrection Weekend. Picture with me what it may have been like over 2,000 years ago. The lights went out. Even the sun refused to shine for a time. Jesus was dead, and all hope was lost. The life in which all the answers had lived was in the grave. It is impossible to imagine how earth-shaking it was for Jesus to take a breath, for his heart to beat again. Life returned to the dead. I think of a song by Andrew Peterson, "His Heart Beats," captivates the gravity of the moment. His heart beats. His blood begins to flow, waking up what was dead a moment ago. And his heart beats, now everything is changed, 'cause the blood that brought us peace with God is racing through his veins. And his heart beats, his heart beats. He breathes in, his living lungs expand. The heavy air surrounding death turns to breath again. He breathes out. He is Word and flesh once more. The Lamb of God slain for us is a lion ready to roar, and his heart beats. So crown him, the Lord of life. Crown him, the Lord of love. Crown him, the Lord of all. He took one breath and put death to death. Where is your sting, O grave? How grave is your defeat? I know. His heart beats. It is difficult to capture how special of a day it was when Jesus rose from the dead. For over 2,000 years, the church has celebrated the event on a weekly basis, every Sunday. This week on The Voice of Hope, we are going to spend our time remembering the resurrection and praising the risen King with several songs and a scripture reading. Here is the first song by Shalom Quartet, titled, "We Shall Assemble."
We shall assemble on the mountain. We shall assemble at the throne. With humble hearts into his presence, we bring an offering of song. Glory and honor and dominion.
Unto the Lamb, unto the King.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing the song of the redeemed. There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, hope for sinners slain. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your
Son, and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done.
Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him.
Stricken, smitten, and afflicted, see him dying on the tree. 'Tis the Christ by man rejected, yes, my soul, 'tis he, 'tis he. 'Tis the
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain
And he, bearing his cross, went out to a place called the Place of a Skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two others with him, one on either side, and Jesus in the center. Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
Scornfully surrounded.
Now when evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea, named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his new tomb which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed.
They all walked away with nothing to say. They just lost their dearest friend. All that he said, now he was dead. So this is the way it would end. The dreams they had dreamed were not what they seemed. Now that he was dead and gone, the garden, the jail, the hammer, the nail, how could a night be so long? Then came the morning, night turned into day, the stone was rolled away, hope rose with the dawn. Then came the morning, shadows vanished before the sun. Death had lost and life had won, for morning had come. The angel, the star, the kings from afar, the wedding, the water, the wine. Now it was done, they'd taken her son, wasted before his time. She knew it was true, she'd watched him die too, she'd heard them call him just a man. But deep in her heart, she knew from the start, somehow her son would live again. Then came the morning, night turned into day, the stone was rolled away, hope rose with the dawn. Then came the morning, shadows vanished before the sun. Death had lost and life had won, for morning had come. Death had lost and life had won, for morning had come, had come.
Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay."
Awake, awake, O earth, thy many voices raise, and let the echoing hills repeat.
Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also, those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep.
Lift your glad voices in triumph on high, for Jesus hath risen and man shall not die. Vain were the terrors that gathered around him and short the dominion of death and the grave. He burst from the fetters of darkness that bound him, resplendent in glory to lead and to save. Loud was the chorus of angels on high, the Savior hath risen and man shall not die. But Jesus hath cheered the dark valley of sorrow and bade us immortal to heaven ascend. Lift then your voices in triumph on high, for Jesus hath risen and man shall not die.
But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything together. God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit! Oh, what needless pain we bear! All because we do not carry everything to God in and temptations. Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness, so take it to the Lord in prayer.
Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.
When I stand in glory, I will see his face. There I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done.
Thank you, Brother J. Mark, for putting together these songs and scripture readings for this week. We certainly serve a risen Savior. Thank you for joining us today on The Voice of Hope. If you would like to listen to this program again, please visit our website, www.heraldsofhope.org, and look for the title Resurrection Celebration. We would love to hear from you to know that you are listening. Our email address is hope@heraldsofhope.org. That's hope@heraldsofhope.org. Our phone number is 866-960-0292. Or, if you prefer the pen and paper method, our mailing address is The Voice of Hope, P.O. Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. I invite you to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or Spotify by searching for Heralds of Hope. Your prayers are needful, and your financial gifts are always welcome. You can learn more about Heralds of Hope and how we can be your channel to share the Word of God to a place you cannot visit and in a language you do not speak by visiting our website, www.heraldsofhope.org. You can also donate online or by calling toll-free at 866-960-0292. Or by sending your gift by mail. Our mailing address is The Voice of Hope, P.O. Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. God's grace, accompanied by your fervent prayers and generous financial support, will enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. Join us again next week as we return for additional teaching in the book of Mark.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten.